Thanks for joining in on today's call, where we'll discuss Nedbank. We will also specifically be looking at its FY24 results. Macro environment, we expect lower interest rates. The inflation in South Africa keeps being reported at the lower end of the target band. Although we know the SARB is a bit more hawkish, but the outlook is still for interest rates cuts expected. This should help for higher PE, less impairments, although it should place some pressure on the net interest margin. However, Nedbank also guided that it expects a loan growth, so this could offset the pressure on the net interest margin. Therefore, if the loan growth is sufficient, then the net interest income might still show some growth. There could be upside or downside potential from the GNU in South Africa, depending on the developments on that side. And then, as we all are aware, there's a lot of tariffs going around in the world, and there's now increased uncertainty, and this also leading to higher probabilities of US recessions, and these spillover effects could also impact Nedbank here in South Africa. On a valuation front, Nedbank is sitting at historic low levels if you were to look at the PE multiple. And that brings us to our recommendation of a buy, just because it's at quite extreme low valuation multiples in this regard. So some risks would be a change in the SA and consumer environment improvement outlook that we have. And also, if there's a large pivot in the GNU